Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Joe O, Sammy P with you, BetMGM Network. Our buddy Andy Molitor here at Andy MSFW over on X, Director of Content for BetSperts, and you hear him on the Daily Deep Dive podcast. Andy, during our segment on Monday Night Football, trying to come up with some sort of angles, we basically spent 15 minutes talking about why we will not be watching this game. Will you be watching Thursday Night Football? Are you interested on any level?
It's funny, like when it first came up with me and Drew, when we were looking at the lines, I think Monday morning, you know, looking at openers, and the first thing out of my mouth was like, hey, remember that time like 15 years ago when these two teams played and it rained a lot and it was 3-0? Like, the most interesting thing about this game was a different game that happened 15 years ago. So, the Monday night game is bad. The Thursday night game's bad. The week. It's funny, too, because I'm so looking forward to next week. There's a few good games, but, man, this is a tough stretch here with, like, what, 5 double-digit favorites this week and, you know, teams starting to kind of wind down for the year, planning on which of these. You know, we just had the top 100 golf courses come out. You know, teams are probably looking at that, figuring out where they're going to play in the offseason.
I was looking at a Mike Evans touchdown prop at $1.75, but then Joe's counter very fairly was, is he cooked? ? And I'm like, maybe, I don't know. But I remember him, you know, earlier this season, plus 130, plus 140. So everything is relative. I saw $1.75 and thought I could get there on Evans. Maybe.
Is he for sure? And granted, I'm guessing you're not going to put this in, or if you bet this, it'll completely cancel out if he doesn't play. But are we sure he's playing? Is that like known news at this point? I felt like it was very touch and go yesterday where they activated him. They activated him in McMillan, but it doesn't mean that they're going to have to play. I think some of that is just the timing of, hey, we got to bring him off eventually here. So it feels like if there was a team that was going to push the issue with something like this, they're kind of in a spot where they might need to get some of these guys back, make sure you win this. It's still the Falcons and Kirk Cousins is bad, but man, you need these games because your lead has kind of gone to the wayside here after week 6. We were talking like Baker's in the MVP conversation. Yeah, mm-hmm. Is he?
Here it's we are. 4-1, Joe. 4-1 at that time for MVP.
That's right.
Was it that low?
Oof. Yeah. He was like third. He was third favorite. I remember. Yeah, I certainly recall that. It'd be a wild to look at the top 5 names at that point, though, when it was Baker. But you're right, Andy. Overall, not a lot of great games this week, but we do have a few. AFC East could be one. New England has the opportunity to end it right here against Buffalo. Bills, a one-point road favorite. What are you thinking with this rematch?
Yeah, I don't know if some people are really taking into account the fact that, you know, this is a game that we've played already and that one of these teams already won it. But Drew and I both looked at this and kind of agreed New England should be favored here. I have to agree. Portnoy. He was mad when he saw this line. Disrespect. Winning 10 games in a row. And
he's been mad a lot lately. Underdog,
he's been mad a lot lately. Don't overstate.
Did he want to murder the bookmaker or what?
Bet within your means so you don't get that upset. So I tend to agree. I actually have I don't have great numbers for the Bills defensively. You know, they don't have a ton of weapons that have been meaningful additions to, you know, the tight end room. Josh Allen's a god at some points, and he can absolutely take over a game. But they were going to lose that game if it weren't for a really big turnover kind of at the right time last week, and that would have put them in a really tough spot. So, and it's funny, in the long run, we looked at this. Hey, this is a coin flip game. You should probably take the plus money. It's not huge plus money. But then kind of digging into this, both defenses and where I'm at with these teams right now and how the offenses can move the ball in a game like this, this is an over. This is an over game, and ended up playing that over yesterday. So I can't make good cases for either defense right now against these this teams. Once you end up with your tight end room healthy again in Buffalo, it's not going to be as dire as it was there for a couple weeks. And I think
so. I'm guessing you're not going to like my case for the Bills to win the whole thing at 9-1. Then I mean I look at a path without Burrow. Probably without Mahomes, Chiefs are -800 to miss, and Lamar is hurt or stinks or both. Like, if you would have told me that back in August, Andy, I would have been piling up 750 on Buffalo. But now I can do 9-1, 850. Do you not like that idea, or do you just think it's more of a Bills defensive line issue?
So, I mean, I think New England should be favored here. I think they should be favored by like 1.5 points, and they're at home, which is to say these two teams are very similar because home field is, you know, maybe 2 points if you want to get aggressive for the most part. So getting a 9-1, while I think that the Patriots should be favored here, like I said, it's probably still just a coin flippy game. And to your point, the AFC isn't terribly strong right now. Are we going to be big believers in the New England team? I know that, you know, for years and years and years, this team went to the playoffs and had experience, and that's burrowed into the back of your head. But this is a different regime, and you know, I guess, you know, Vrabel's been around the block too, but it's asking a lot from a young man like this to go do it in the playoffs. It's a whole different animal. The same kind of thing goes for Bo Nix. Are we going to trust that team? And like you said, Burrow's going to be out. Lamar is definitely broken in more way than one. And the AFC does seem kind of wide open. It's a big number for, you know, a team that has plenty of playoff experience. The coach, the quarterback, most of the rest of the team, if they can get things together, that's a pretty big number for there's no strong runaway favorite in the AFC, in my opinion, so I don't hate it.
Right. There's a lot of ifs there, too, and Joe and I have talked about this for a couple days, but to me, I think it's this simple. The only guy that's beaten them in the playoffs is Mahomes. He's the kryptonite, yeah. And they're -800 to miss. So if he's out of the way, nobody scares me, man. Nobody.
No, and it's funny because Buffalo is my top rated in my power ratings right now. Buffalo is my top rated AFC team, just a titch above New England. And again, New England is close enough where I think at home they should be a small favorite. And in the, like I said, in the long run, we opted to stay away from the coin flippy thing and just take the over.
Okay. There
Hopefully it's a good game. Hopefully this should be the best one of the weekend, I think.
All right, with Andy Mulder here on BetSweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. Here's another one that's probably pretty good. You just mentioned big picture wise, do we trust Bo Nix? Do we trust Bo Nix as a home dog this weekend going against Green Bay? A lot of people look at the Packers offense as being the best in football. They're a 2 to 2.5 point road favorite. Maybe a teaser there? I don't know. What do you think when it comes to this matchup?
You know, it's funny because I didn't think of that on the air yesterday. We talked about liking Denver a little in the spot, despite being down on Nix. It's an amazing defense, and that's just strength on strength. Love's been great. MVP-level play from him a couple times. Maybe got a little lucky versus the Bears. That could have been a coin flipping game. That could have been a loss if the Bears stay, you know, completely healthy in their secondary. But they got the win. They've been getting the wins. And yeah, Denver defense versus the Packers offense is an amazing strength on strength matchup this weekend. I'm not thinking it should be this big of a favorite. This is a tough place to go play at this time of the year. But it's not as if this is some indoor team having to go play out in the elements. You know, we're not saying, oh, Goff has to go to Denver. You know, Love does play outside. So it's not as much of an advantage there. But if this did get to a three, I would be lumping onto Denver. I don't know that the market's going to push it that far. I like where your head's at, though, Joe. I get teaser shy after some bad results early in the season. And, yeah, Denver in that range being the home team, plus 2.5. The total isn't very high, which is – also decent for teasers. It lends itself to less variance. Getting Denver out to plus 8.5 and then maybe mixing that with, oh, I don't know, something gross like the Saints plus 8.5. Probably better options than that. Honestly, really another gross? Another teaser leg would probably be Bears. You take the Bears from 7.5 down to 1.5.
I was repulsed when he brought this up yesterday, but then I thought about it. I'm like, well, the total's 38. Maybe it's not a bad idea to tease the Raiders up to 17. And
I will be on record, and I watched him play a little, and I don't know that I'm impressed with Kenny Pickett, but Geno Smith has been so bad. There's not a lot of people I could put in there and say this is a downgrade. I honestly am. I'm on record that it's a mild upgrade, if not a neutral, which is not usually the case for going to the backup quarterback. And it does seem like it's going to be Pickett. So, I mean, buyer beware there, because the Raiders just might not score at all. The Eagles have some cracks, though, with some, you know, some offensive line and defensive line issues and some missing pieces. They haven't been the same old Eagles. That's a lot of points. Get weird with it if you have to. You do the old 10-point sweep. You got all these huge favorites. I threw together one of those 10-point sweetheart teasers where it's like you're getting 10 points on 5 teams and it still plays like plus 150 or something awful. How does this lose, though? Which we always find out how it loses. And it's always somebody.
I don't know that you had this in the wide range of outcomes for McCarthy and the Vikings this year, but you tell me where you're at. I mean, it's clearly worst case scenario. And now we're 5.5-point dogs at Dallas. Dallas is hanging on to very slim chances to make the postseason. They're probably done as well. But what do you think about this number here, especially after what happened last week to the Vikes?
Yeah, that was if you take the last 2 weeks of Minnesota Vikings football, they are 2-0. If you just use a kind of an aggregate score. They're outscoring their opponents, whatever it turned out to be. That was something. 31-0. I don't think I was expecting. I thought they might have a chance to win, but the market was in love with Washington and just got their hand slammed in the door. Preseason, my take on Minnesota was always if McCarthy can be 80% of Darnold, which didn't feel like a big lift because it's Sam Darnold. This team's going to the postseason. It has a good defense, a good defensive coordinator, Justin Jefferson, and a bunch of other pieces. Offensive line issues, the defense, a few injuries and regression, and the fact that he stinks for the most part. It was the other end of that spectrum. Was if he's bad, this is a bad team. And not only has he been bad, but he's missed some games and go through the Carson Wentz and Brosmer experience. Neither of those was great. So Dallas, more to play for here, but boy, that's a big number as well. I think I was pretty close to this number. I didn't want to bet this game because Dallas has been very hit or miss for me. And then Minnesota, God knows what we're going to get. I think probably obviously a worser game for McCarthy. You can't expect great games or even decent games out of him when he's not playing the Washington defense. But anybody who bet Dallas last week probably got their hand burned on the stove a little because what was the narrative going in? Dallas's defense, Overshown's back. This is a different defense, and you know it's been a little hit or miss on that front, depending on who they're playing. So, what was the final score? 44 points against the Detroit offense. There, I don't think the defense is all the way fixed.
No, it's not. I have not consumed this week's deep dive yet. I will do that later today. And for those that don't, I don't know why you don't, between Drew and Andy breaking down the NFL games. Any other game that we haven't touched on that you guys kind of warmed to?
Kind of betting the big favorites and not caring. We looked at the trends a little on this. We looked, hey, the big favorites cover more at the end of the year when teams start to tank a little or care less. Some of it is just going to be matchups and how teams have played against big dogs and seeing how Seattle lumped on against Atlanta, seeing how they played against Minnesota, which I thought that was a pretty good performance by the Minnesota defense, even though they gave up 26. They gave up a lot of field goals. I did lay it with Seattle. I don't care which of the three quarterbacks is out there. If it's if it's Riley Leonard on a bum knee, if it's Philip Rivers riding his mobility scooter out to midfield, I mean, it's not a big difference between the three. This is a huge downgrade from healthy Daniel Jones. The defense was never top notch. Now they're down a couple corners. Seattle's the best defense in the league, maybe. It's really close between them and Denver right now. Houston right there as well. Like, they could pitch another shutout, and they haven't shown a penchant for slowing down when they get the ball late. Like, so Seattle probably wins by 21-plus in this. So I laid it. Drew laid it with Houston. He's not scared to lay a big number against another team. Arizona has nobody left. They're super injured. Their injury list looks like the credits at the end of a movie. So it's another one where, hey, the defense could probably just shut this team out. And it's looked a lot better right now with Stroud. So we laid some big favorites this week. Not scared.
Andy, only 15 seconds left. I can't believe Dart's still the second favorite for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Both of us holding those tickets. Need a big performance this week out of him. Do we get it in an easy matchup?
Yeah, it's a bad defense. You saw, I just mentioned, what did McCarthy do? Dart's got at least that in the bag. That's all I want from that game. Can't bet that game because I need Dart to have a good week. Let's go.
Totally with you. 100%.
Luka have an embarrassing drop. McMillan to have an embarrassing drop. Let's get those on red zone too. Oh no, could have been a touchdown. I'm all thumbs today.
No, that's tonight. That's tonight. Get it out of the way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Dart goes off. That'll be good. Andy Molitor, Deep Dive Podcast. Make sure you check it out at BetSports as well. Thank you, Andy. Always appreciate you hopping on. Joe O, Sammy P. This is Bet Sweats. We'll talk some college football playoff on the other side, the BetMGM Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know what usually happens around this time on Thursdays? What's that, Sammy, when you're in New York?
We hear from the big guy, my dinner date, Jeff Schwartz.
Yesterday, sideways. Oh, he didn't ditch you this time?
He ditched me one time. Once.
Well, you kept bringing it up. That's why I'm asking.
So there he is.
There he is. Did you out-eat him again?
I got to unplug. Did I out-eat him again? No, I don't think we ate about the same yesterday, right?
Yeah, we did.
You got to slide into the shot.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we're nice and close. Well, I had more chips. I had a lot of chips. I had a full fajita. It was very delicious. Sammy not being able to hear out of his ear is still it's
bad. It's been 2 weeks now.
Yeah. Wow. He has to walk on the other side of the street, like the other side of me, to listen to me while we talk. He's like, "Oh, I can't hear you, buddy," and goes to the other side.
It's a grandpa.
I almost tempted to get Krispy Kreme yesterday. That did not happen.
Yeah, we're walking back from dinner, and Jeff, like, it was very funny. I thought it was funny, and he said it. So we're walking by, and the Krispy Kremes are hot off the press.
Yeah, you can smell them.
And he goes, "Man, that smells good." I go, "Let's get them. Come on." He goes, "No, I'm not a child."
like that's something my kids would ask. You know, be like, Dad, like, let's get Krispy. It smells good. And I'd be like, probably be like, yes, fine. But, you know, sometimes as an adult, you can't eat 4 Krispy Kremes before bed, you know? It's just not going to work out well.
Yeah. I hate making those decisions. Like, now you actually have to think about it. Like, before, when you're younger.
I told him, I said, like, eating 4 of those is probably not good before you go to sleep. So I passed on the Krispy Kremes last
night. I didn't go to sleep till like 2 in the morning.
Well, that's because you are a different person than I am.
Right.
Uh-huh. I was, like, so excited to get into bed. 10 o'clock, just, like, snuggled in the bed. Oh, it's great.
Nobody bothering you.
Who's Michigan going to hire?
What a situation. The internet has done a good job with it, as expected on Twitter. I mean, if Kalen DeBoer was in the playoff, I think it would be Kalen DeBoer. But I just don't know how you back away from a playoff. Like, that'd be twice now he's left a playoff team. You know, he left Washington to go to Alabama. Then that he coached the Washington team, but then left. And then he'd be leaving another playoff team to go to Michigan. That just feels unlikely. You know, people have thrown Jed Fish out there. I don't think that would fire up the fan base there, but he's done a good job at Arizona and Washington. I don't know, man. I mean, you have to imagine they knew this was coming at some point and want to get ahead of this. I don't know who the best can. I mean, if this was 3 weeks ago, I'd say that your option would be much better, but now there's not a lot of choices.
It probably depends a lot on the coach, what I'm going to ask you, but with the state of the program, with the players, what do you think happens? Because you had, first off, they've known a while. They had signing day a week ago. And then, I mean, scummy move, but they held off the firing until a week after signing day, even though now all those guys can leave. But will they leave? Because a lot of the schools have used up their NIL money. So, like, what do you think happens with these players?
I mean, I think teams will find money for Bryce Underwood if he wants to go there. Like, I think that's a pretty easy sell, right? And by the way, the recruits that Michigan signed will be immediately eligible to transfer. Like I'm sure they're going to try to be poached immediately. So, it's bad, you know, off the Harbaugh stuff, which are obviously different type of situation. But the fact is Michigan knew about this for weeks and hit it. Look, I said this on the internet, I'll say it here. Like, if they wanted him around, he'd still be around, right? They would bury the story. It wouldn't get out, or maybe it would get out on message boards and no one would care very much. But the fact is they wanted him out. and they found a way to get him out. You know, the unfortunate stuff that happened afterwards, they can't control, but just what happened in the building, they didn't want him there. And I'm curious how the players feel about it. We'll get, you know, portal announcements soon. The window opens immediately, so we'll know pretty soon whether or not they want to stay in Michigan or move on.
One last question. Yeah. Did you do the Oregon O-line, JMU D-line film yet?
I have not watched JMU yet. These two games are impossible to preview. Like, I know that the committee shouldn't think about doing our jobs, but like, how do you preview Ole Miss, Tulane, and JMU Oregon? You just say, I hope that those schools don't get dysentery, and just like they, like, I don't know how you preview this game. If both teams are full strength, they're both going to be blowouts. And the pushback is always, well, there were blowouts last year. But the difference is you go into Ohio State, Tennessee, especially after Ohio State lost to Michigan, thinking to yourself, okay, this should be a good game. And then it's not, right? No one thinks JMU Oregon's going to be a good game. No one thinks Ole Miss Tulane's going to be a good game. And I just don't know if that's good for the system of college football. And look, I'm for G5's making. I think Boise last year certainly deserved to be in the playoff, but I don't know. I mean, Oregon's 21-point favorites for a reason.
Are you betting Army Navy?
It probably gets to 24 before kickoff, right?
Army Navy, sorry. What?
Oh, I no. Do you know there's a bowl game Saturday night?
Yeah, I saw.
The bucked up LA Bowl hosted by Gronk.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, Saturday night. Washington's favored by like 10 over Boise.
Wow.
I have nothing for Army Navy.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
See ya.
All right.
Take care. See you in a few minutes, everybody. It's
big man right there. Big man.
Here he goes. What did he mumble on the way out?
He was. That's what she said. Is what he said on the way out.
Oh,
so
very good.
We were obviously talking last night at dinner, and he was getting into the measurables on. I got to fix my shot here. He was getting into the measurables on JMU's D line. Yeah, you're right. Nothing matters. He said JMU's biggest defensive lineman is 6'1", 270 pounds or something like that.
Which is laughable. Oregon's, now. Yeah.
Oregon has two NFL offensive linemen, and I think Oregon averages 6'3", 290 averages. So, you know, he's just explaining. He's not handicapping the game that way, but he's saying if I was on this offensive line, I would be fired up to just push these guys around for four quarters.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about it. Is it the smallest team they've seen all year in the playoff? Who they playing non-con?
I don't remember if they played a cupcake, like an FCS cupcake. I'll pull it up right now, Oregon schedule. Montana State. Montana State, you got some big farm boys, country boys on that D-line, maybe.
Right.
They didn't play any year. I mean, it's one of the littler teams that they'll face.
Wow. That's true. That's a good point. That's why you get there at 21.5. I wonder if it's going to move as we get closer to that game. But, yeah, that's going to be tough. Okay, so I'm looking at the Montana State depth chart. Like, they're DN 6'3", 240. Tackles 6'2", 285. They had some size. Their nose 300.
They're all white too, probably. Yeah. Give me the names of the 285 guy.
Oh, hang on, I just closed it.
Well, these are just like big white Montana kids.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Polska?
Hunter Parsons.
It's tough. Travis Thomas and I used to play black or white at Nesson, like right in front of the HR office. And
oh my God.
He used to crack up. Yeah. Well, Travis would play. So Travis would go Jackson Dart. And I go white. And then he'd go Billy Edwards, white. And then Travis would go Queen Sean Judkins. And we just die laughing.
Tough call. Oh, man. It's a tough one.
Yeah. Oh, it's a fun game. It's a fun game. Right. The HR lady was right next to us too.
You should have
said, all right, let's do this on the show. Let's make odds on these.
Yeah.
That one was minus 5,000.
Yeah, the one year he found – so he'd find a list of guys, and he'd, you know, throw them out there. And then he'd always, like – you know, Travis is very hood. Travis would go, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Oh, my God.
Remember so Alabama had that corner?
Of course. Kool-Aid McKinstry?
Yeah.
Yes.
Anywho, I've got three games that my guys bet in Vegas. So one of them was Oregon. They laid 21, and some of these have moved a little bit, but it is what it is. These are what guys that I really respect played. They laid Oregon 21. They took Old Dominion, which has been pounded. So this game, I'm trying to remember what they opened in Vegas. They opened 6.5, South Florida favored. But South Florida's whole staff is gone. And I don't think their quarterback's going to play. So they bet Old Dominion at +6, +5.5, and +5. That number is now 3.5. And then the third game, they really like Louisville. Louisville's at home. Not at home. Louisville is a 9.5-point favorite against Toledo. So those are the three. They laid it with Oregon. They laid anything less than 10 on Louisville. Some books are 9.5, 10 now. And then they took the points with Old Dominion. Those are the three that I saw that I wrote down immediately.
Based on the guys that you talk to that do this seriously, do they amp it up for bowl games because they have information on who's playing, who's not playing, which coaches left, all that stuff? Or do they actually lay off a little bit compared to the regular season?
It's been a little different because I think some of these guys, like Vegas Rick, for example, we used to just try and find information and get ahead of it. But then there were a couple games where he laid like 25, 30,000 on a team. The line went from -2 to -7, and then the team lost outright.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? And then you've had a couple scenarios where, okay, we're going to find out this, that this team is going to lose quarterback, left tackle, top two receivers. And then you bet that team at, you know, or not that team, you bet that game. So say that team's favored, and they're favored by 6. And the quarterback, running back, two receivers, whatever. All these guys are going to leave. So you bet the dog at +6, and the line goes into 3. Well, then the other team, the whole team opts out. You know, you're like, ah, like now what do I do? So the problem is these mid-majors, well, mid-major is the wrong term. Mid-major is more of a basketball term. But, you know, a lot of these schools, like these group of five teams, they just get rated in the portal, just rated. And anybody who has a big year doesn't play in the bowl game. So it's – I didn't really answer your question. My reaction, though, from what I can gather is that the wise guys have been a lot more cautious than they used to be because they're just waiting on that other shoe to drop on the other team.
That sounds like that's right. Like it feels like it does invite some randomness. And sometimes you don't know that it's going to be more second and third stringers, but it ends up being that, or it's kind of hanging in the balance. And we don't know a little bit for a while, like how they're preparing too. Like we know they're preparing in the regular season, but there are a lot of variables that you've got to take into account. So certainly curious about that. The real answer probably is it depends. How good is the information? How much do you have? Do you have an advantage on this number, right? You have any sort of an edge? A lot going on there. Army-Navy. Jeff said he's not touching this game. The first thing that a lot of people like to talk about is the total. That gets a lot of play. It goes over last year, under 28.5 in 2023. The 2022 over ended the long streak. It was a 16-year streak of unders, and it needed double overtime to go over that number. I think it was 32 that year. But we know, historically, it's about unders. But the total this year is a little bit higher than what we've seen in recent seasons. It's sitting 38. Navy, a heavy favorite. BetMGM up to 6.5. Still a lot of sixes out there. Do you have anything on this?
I like the first quarter under. I have for a while. I've been playing this more than the full game under. It's 7.5, which might seem a little low, but the books are smart because these two teams are tight as hell in the first quarter, and it doesn't take much to keep these teams out of the end zone. There's not a lot of explosive plays. You don't have NFL talent on the field. And now you're protected through the seven, because I played the under a couple years ago. It was 6.5. And obviously 7-0, you're going to lose. Mm-hmm. But think about that. The game total is 38. The first quarter total is 7.5. The books know. They're not stupid. They're not going to hang a 10 or a 9.5. So, you know, you do 7.5 times 4, it's a lot lower than 38. But wise guys have been playing this for a while. You basically need to avoid two scores. Well, I guess field goal, you'd win. But, like, touchdown field goal is how you're going to lose, or three field goals. But you don't get a lot of possessions in these games. They go for it on 4th and 1, 4th and 2, flip the field potentially. Like, say Army's down to the Navy 12, and it's 4th and 2. We're going to have a 4th down try. And then if it's not converted, now the other team's got to go 88 yards. So I just like a slow start, not a lot of talent, first quarter under.
Army rushes the ball 86% of the time, Navy 78% of the time. So we know what's going to happen. The difference, why you get the big number is, you know, Navy, they move the ball. Army, not so much, outside the top 100 in yards per play for Army. All right, Joe O, Sammy P, we'll keep things rolling here. Bet Sweats, 10 toes down, top of the hour. This is the BetMGM Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale.
And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Top of the hour, 10 toes down. Kenny White will be joining us 11:20 Eastern. We'll talk about his numbers, where he's at for the college football playoff, also for NFL week number 15. So a lot of coming up. We'll find out where the room is at for Thursday Night Football, if there are any bets, any interest in this game at all. Went upstairs during the break. I saw like a bunch of champagne glasses. I was like, oh, you're going to have that. She has a Christmas cookie exchange every year. I'm like, oh, when is that anyways? Saturday. Great. There's gonna be like 20 women in the house. So where am I supposed to go? It's gonna be like 0 degrees on Saturday night. I don't want to be here.
Wait a minute.
I bet. Yeah. Wait a minute. Yep. I think we're thinking the same thing, Sam.
What?
This is how you build your trip with groups of women. They're just gonna.
Yes.
This is like fish in a barrel, Joe.
100%. I don't think this is what you had in mind.
But I don't want to travel with them. No, I don't. I don't want to be there. Yeah, I always leave when it goes. They're like, where's Joe? Not here.
This is all lining up.
Damn it.
The groups of women that you're going to be traveling with are just going to fawn to the Ostrowski household.
It's a power move. They come to you, Joe.
Yeah, man.
That's an Aspen move.
You come
What's
to me.
That? Oh, yeah. Nice.
I'm getting golden bachelor vibes from this cookie exchange. Like Joe's just scouring, selecting. Number three
them on their cookies.
Yeah.
I'm gonna three out of ten. This our time together is over. You can leave.
Throw this one.
Yeah.
I will say sometimes. Get out. So, obviously, there's stuff left over. Oh, I made you a bag if everybody's. First thing I do is like, who made this? What the hell were they thinking? This is not going to appeal to a mass audience, right? Like, that's a lot of corollaries there.
So, hold on. I have a question.
I was like, what were they? They were going way too far trying this cookie. Like, give people standard stuff. Yes. What's your question?
How's the exchange work? Like, do you get a bucket of a variety pack, like one from everyone, or like is everyone re-gifting cookies to each other? I'm confused about the logistics.
Everybody so makes I've, a cookie.
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah. They all make.
No, it's your party.
Decide on a,
I'm sorry.
They decide, not mine. They decide on a cookie. They bring it. They usually have them, you know, a bunch of like bags already prepackaged, and everybody
got it.
Exchanges them, and then you leave with a bunch. But obviously, you drink and food and all that throughout the night.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. The moms get tanked and make cookies and gossip and talk smack about other people in the neighborhood. So my mom did this a long time ago. We're going back like early 2000s. And all her friends would just make different kinds of cookies. And then you'd have four or five, maybe that's on the smaller side, given the Ostrowski cookie fort. But if you have 20 women there, that's potentially 20 different kinds of cookies. And then everybody just goes home with sort of a smorgasbord of cookies.
And you judge people on their cookies.
Yeah. Should we power rank them?
Part of it too.
Should we do best and worst?
Yeah. I'll let you know.
Yeah. And then
I'll send you guys photos.
Did you see Betty got Botox again? Right? Like all the gossip and cookie fest?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like some of it is neighborhood people. Some of it is college friends. So it's like different groups too. And like you can see in the conversations, you know, oh, there's that group of people. Sometimes they intertwine, but you know how it is. If you know somebody like you went to college with, you haven't seen them in a while, like they're going to end up talking and hanging out, or, you know, neighborhood friends, whatever. But it ties into something that happened yesterday. I want to ask you guys about it because it came up yesterday here and I was like, oh, I got to talk about this tomorrow. So at one point she goes, I got to tell you about what happened. I'm like, what? She's talking about our cleaning lady who was here yesterday. So, it makes sense having the party this weekend to clean the house, right? Which I don't know how much longer we're going to be having a cleaning lady, but to be determined. And she is, if there's a number higher than 100%, she is that of Polish descent. Language, a bit of a barrier there. Best cleaning lady we've ever had. Great job.
She does a great job. No doubt.
Very nice woman. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we've had bad ones. Like when we first moved out here, I'm like, oh, my God. So I was like, well, what happened? She's like, it was a strange conversation, which I'm like, that doesn't really make any sense. Oh, you didn't understand what she was saying. She's like, no, that's not it. It's like, she was trying to get across, I don't know how to say this, but it came down to her asking for a raise. And I was like, she didn't know how to react. Like, it was uncomfortable for both sides. And it is. Money's an uncomfortable thing. And Dawn's like, you know, I just never even thought about it. And I'd never even thought about, okay, here's your price. We'll pay you this every week. And, you know, everybody's got stuff going on. You don't really think about raises and, you know, tips, of course, Christmas bonuses, stuff like that. Yeah, you do that. But you don't, okay, the price is a price. I assume it's the same for everybody. So she's been with us for a number of years. I guess, like, people in recent years that she's added, it's at a higher price. And we've given her business, people in the area, and just never thought about it. But Dawn asked, she's like, okay, so how does this usually go? Like, is it, do you ask for a raise, like, after so many years? And she's like, no. Usually after a while, people just start paying me more. I was like, oh, gut punch. It's like, should we have thought about this? Should we have thought about giving her a raise? I was just like the lawn guy, like the price is the price. Or like you go to a restaurant, the price is the price, and you'll let me know if it's going to change. I don't know. I guess were like, oh, were we supposed to like increase her rate and we just never did?
It depends. I mean, if you've been paying her $100 for 10 years, then yeah, probably need to hike that up a little bit, you know?
Not that long, you know, and it's more than that anyways, but yeah.
Right. No, I think the standard now is about 200, assuming you have a house with three or four bedrooms. Is that too high?
We're not that high. So yeah, I guess she's cheap. I didn't know this. I didn't know that was standard though.
Cheap or are you cheap?
Well, the price is your price. Like whatever you tell us it costs, we'll pay you. What does it cost? I don't know.
Joe's like $99.99.
She set the price originally or you guys did?
She did.
Okay. Yeah, she did.
They set the price, but it's not a locked in price for forever.
Yeah. I didn't think about it. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing, Joe. We're both working from home when she's here. Like, you don't think about it.
My parents have cleaning ladies now. They're a little bit older. But when we were kids, they had a cleaning service called the Aspen Kids. Like, we had chores. Yes, so, like, that's an option for you as well.
Yes.
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on.
Yeah, I'd actually like to have stuff get done. I just know that wouldn't get done. Or would it be done right, which is a weak excuse on my part.
But the cleaning lady brings a friend, and in 90 minutes, they're out. Like, you know, you know how long it's going to take. You know what to expect, for sure. I also, quick follow-up. I think I know the answer to this, but I have to ask. Does your crew clean barefoot?
No, she does not.
What?
Oh, the Polish cleaning ladies barefoot? Are usually barefoot. Yes.
Yeah, wow. I'm trying
like
to
not
think.
Socks.
I think socks.
Nope, barefoot.
Well, when you're mopping, you can't do socks, obviously.
Just toes absolutely gripping the floor, just digging
toes down. Yeah.
Yeah. $20 raise. I was like, "How'd you respond?" She's like, yeah, it's fine.
That's an extra $80
a month. But I was wondering, your wife haggling, nobody's 15.
But like 18. Basically I'm asking, were we in the wrong? Because now I feel like we were in the wrong. She's not wrong at all. Asking
No,
for
I would have expected her to or just be like, hey, rates going up. Like
Yeah, I've had that before. Like, okay. Yeah. Fine.
2026, new price.
Come on, Bernadette. Hey, burn it.
Yesterday's
time.
Is not today's price.
It explains the awkward interaction that I had with her yesterday, because I didn't know about this at the time, but wife just left. Oh, hey, how you doing? Getting ready for Christmas? Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm not ready, blah, blah, blah. And it's, you know, there's not much going on there. I was like, do you make out your Christmas list? It's like, oh, yeah, yeah, the Christmas list. I go, what's on it? And she didn't respond. I said, probably money.
Damn.
So, but I didn't
know.
She's like,
this cheap bastard.
I didn't know this happened.
Joe's like, go tell your kids they ain't getting new Christmas gifts this year.
She don't have kids. But my thought process was everybody wants cash. Like, it wasn't a personal dig in any way. Isn't that what we all want? Cash?
Cash. So, this is outstanding.
That's why she didn't respond to that. And she probably was mad at me.
Damn.
I will say the one thing that I am a little sad about, I think we're all ready for doomsday next Friday. But
oh, God. I wish it was this Friday.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. I thought some of our shows, some of our best shows last year, when we came back from Christmas and we were just fat as all hell. And I told the story when I went to lunch and had ribs and fries. And you're like, for lunch? And then I go, yeah, it gets better though. On the way home, are you hungry? Do you want some Italian? No. And then 10 minutes later, I'm eating lasagna. Remember, I'm eating lasagna with my bare hands in the Uber home. And you go, bro, I ate all the kids' cosmic brownies. You're like, just like pounding food at all times. It's one of my favorite shows we did. It was like January 2nd or 3rd. I go, I'm disgusting right now. Disgusting.
You're so right. I don't know how I ran into it. It was like 6 months ago. I saw a video clip somewhere from one of those weeks. Our faces were so fat. Like you could visibly see it. Oh, yeah. Man. Like we could barely fit on the screen. All right. 10 toes down next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.